الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بعهد قديم من ألست بربكم، ومن كان مكنونا فعلمته الأسماء. أذقنا شراب الأنس من إذا سقى محبا شرابا لا يضام ولا يظما. One of the things that Imam al-Shafi'i said, rahimahullah, in one of his poems is, it was from the old oath that we all made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, من ألست بربكم, when Allah asked all of us, am I not your Lord? And we replied in the affirmative, Bala, indeed you are Allah. From the time Allah created Adam alayhi salam and Allah taught him all the names. What is the wish we all have, my dear brothers? What is the yearning of a Muslim? What is the hope and the zeal of a Muslim? Adhikna sharab al-unsiya man idha saqa. Give us to drink, O Allah, from that pure drink of yours. That drink, if we drank from that drink, we would have no need to drink again from any other drink. And that is a drink that causes no harm. That is the drink of taqwa, my dear brother. That is the drink of ma'rifah, that is the drink of la ilaha illallah. إِذَا الْمَرْءُ لَمْ يَلْبِسْ ثِيَابًا مِنَ التُّقَى تَقَلَّبَ أَرْيَانًا وَلَوْ كَانَ كَافِيًا وَخَيْرُ ثِيَابِ الْمَرْءِ طَاعَةُ رَبِّهِ وَلَا خَيْرَ فِي مَنْ كَانَ لِمَا يَعَاسِيًا. The poet said, if we are not clothed with that garment of taqwa, then it's as if we are naked even though we think that we're clothed. And the best garment for a Muslim is taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is no goodness in a flagrant sinner. يُرِيدُ الْمَرْءُ أَنْ يُعْطَى مُنَاهُ وَيَأْبَى اللَّهُ إِلَّا مَا أَرَادَ وَيَقُولُ الْمَرْءُ فَائِدَةِ وَمَالِي وَتَقْوَى اللَّهِ أَفْضَلُ مَا اسْتَفَادَ. All we want, all people aspire for, is the fulfillment of their aims and their hopes. It's like exam time now in universities, in colleges, in schools. And everyone wishes to get the best grade, the best mark. Everyone wants to have the graduation ceremony. We all want to arrive at that stage of success. We want our hopes to be fulfilled. But Allah's decree is one that is most decisive and completely and holistically decisive. A man says, my benefit and my wealth, but it's the taqwa of Allah that is the most beneficial thing for him. In light of this, my dear brothers, I want to begin with a very miraculous and powerful verse from the Quran. In that verse, Allah says, after أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ اعلموا أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ وَلَهُ وَزِينَةٌ وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ أَعْجَبَ الْكُفَّارَ نَبَاتُهُ ثُمَّ يَهِيجُ فَتَرَاهُ مُصْفَرًّا ثُمَّ يَكُونُ حُطَامًا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانٌ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. It's such a miraculous verse, this verse, my dear brothers. And it's divided into two halves, essentially. اِعْلَمُوا, know indeed, أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ وَلَهُ وَزِينَةٌ. That the life of this world that we're living in and we're all fixated and fascinated by has stages. And it begins by la'ib, it begins with play. And when we're all youngsters and children, infants, the most amazing thing for us in those formative years of our existence is play. It's not even amusement, it's just play. Play with a box, play with a string, play with a car, play with a toy. It's just simple la'ib, it's play. And level and amusement. And even as we grow older in years, it's about amusement. Who can amuse themselves the best? Where is the best form of amusement? Wazina. And as we grow older in years, it's adornment. It's pomp. Who has the best this and who has the best that? Who has the best clothes? Who has the best garments and the best shoes? Watafakhirun bainakum. And it's rivalry amongst yourselves. You have some independence. You have some change in money in your pocket. And you have some independence. وَتَكَاثَرٌ فِي الْأَمَّانِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. And as you grow older still, it's about procreating, it's about having children and competing in children, competing in money. That reality of life itself, Allah then gives us an analogy. And Allah says, كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ أَعْجَبَ الْكُفَّارَ نَبَاتُهُ. That is like the rain. All of that is like the heavy rainfall. The heavy rainfall falls on the plot of a farmer, and it pleases the farmer. It pleases the farmer because his plants are growing, and he will see his plants growing. ثُمَّ يَهِيجُ فَتَرَاهُ مُصْفَرًا. But then his plants dry up, and he sees them turning yellow. The very profound miracle in this verse is in this part over here. Although the whole verse is miraculous. فَتَرَاهُ مُصْفَرًا. You would ask yourself, if this is a farmer that's worthy of the name of a farmer, why on earth does he delay the harvesting of his crops? Why doesn't he harvest his crops, his mature crops, cut them off and harvest them? He doesn't do that. This is a farmer who sees, Allah says, فَتَرَاهُ مُصْفَرًا. He sees his plants becoming yellow. And then they turn into straw. That's the saga, that's the plight of the human being. It's as if Allah is saying, we are our own problem. We are our own tragedy. We see ourselves decaying, but we do nothing to harvest for the next life. We see ourselves growing older, but we do nothing to harvest for the next life. We see ourselves losing money and losing wealth, but we do nothing to harvest for the next life. We see our time going away from us. But what are we preparing for the next life? Iqtanim in the hadith, iqtanim khamsan qabla khams. Take care of five things before five things happen to you. Iqtanim shababa qabla harami. Take care of your youth before you grow old. For how many is a person who is older wishes once again to be young and to do the things that all of you young people can do? To be energetic, to have healthy limbs, to be able to walk around in haste and speed, to be able to think so fast. Take care of your youth before you grow old. Take care of your sihat, take care of your health before you become sick. Take care of your time before you become busy. Take care of your wealth before you become poor, and take care of your life before you die. Allah never created this world, my dear brothers, irrespective of the season. Oftentimes we are shaped and influenced, and our moods are colored by the seasons in which we live. Right? If it's winter, we tend to be gloomy and sad, and in summer we tend to be jovial and happy. But our religion is not shaped by that, my dear brother. Our work for Allah is not shaped because it's sunny today and it's rainy the next day. Our religion isn't defined by one day of worship and only praying once a day. That is not our religion. Right? Allah describes those people who did take their religion as لَعِبًا وَلَهُ. أَوَأَمِنَ أَهْلِ الْقُرَىٰ أَنْ يَأْتِيهُمْ بَأْسُنَا ضُحًا وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. Allah says, can it not be? أَوَأَمِنَ أَهْلِ الْقُرَىٰ. Are the people of the town safe? That Allah's punishment will come upon them in the morning time, وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ, and they're just mucking around. They're just mucking around, they're just playing. مَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ ذِكْرٍ مِنْ رَبِّ مُحْدَثٍ إِلَّا اسْتَمَعُوا وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. No new reminder comes their way from their Lord, except they listen and they're just mucking around, they're just playing. Right? They don't even intend to benefit anything from a new reminder. It's just week in, week out. It's just hearing from one ear and letting out from the other ear. هُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Allah, do you think that we have created you for abath, for idleness, for nothing? That your whole purpose is defined by work, or your whole purpose is defined by studying? No. You have a profound purpose, and that is to worship and serve your Lord. And within that reality is work and procreating and studying and so on and so forth. Right? Like the poet says, ليس الغريب هو الذي فارق الديار والدالآن ولكن الغريب هو الذي يجد والناس من حولي يلعبون ويصحو والناس من حولي يلعبون. The stranger isn't the one who can leave his home today and become a hermit or a recluse. The stranger is the one who is serious, when the people around him are just jokers, and he is awake when the people around him are fast asleep. And he says, وَقَالَ لِي صَاحِبٌ, my friend admonished me, أَرَاكَ غَرِيبٌ, I see you as a stranger. بَيْنَ هَذَا الْأَنَامِ دُونَ خَلِيلِ, you're just alone and you have no friends, nothing. قُلْتُ كَذَا, I said, no. It's the people who are strange. This is my sabil, this is my way. هَذَا هُوَ الْغَرِيبُ, this in reality is the stranger. غَرِيبٌ عِنْدَ الْعَالِفِينَ مِنَ الْبَشَرِ وَلَكِنَّهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ مَقَامٍ كَرِيمٍ, he is a stranger amongst the people, but he is true with Allah. With Allah he has a generous station with Allah. Look at the miracle of this next verse. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ يُدْخِلْهُ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Whoever obeys Allah, Allah is speaking in the singular here. Whoever, whichever person obeys Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah will allow him to enter paradise under which rivers flow. And that is a supreme success. But Allah changes to the plural. Allah starts with the singular, and Allah changes to the plural, خَالِدِينَ. They enter, they will reside therein forever. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَهُ يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. But as for the one who disobeyed his Lord and his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and transgressed the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will enter hell خَالِدًا. It's back to the complete singular here in the second verse. The first part, he is by himself, but his reality, the moment he closes his eyes, is in the plural. He is with angels, he will be in barzakh with mu'mineen, he will enter paradise with the ta'ifa, with the companions, right? But as for the one who is a sinner, as for the one who failed his test, when he closes his eyes, it's all isolation, it's all khalidan, it's all singular. He may have had the best friends and the most friends in his existence, and as they went to the pub, he went along with them, and as they refused to pray, he refused to pray with them. The adhan is called in the house, and even you see it these days with families, adhan is called, and one contingent of the family walks out for a smoke, and the adhan finishes, and then they come back inside the house. And then the iqama is called, and then they go out for a second smoke, and the iqama, this is the description of shaitan in the hadith. When adhan is called, shaitan scampers, when adhan is finished, shaitan comes back. No, irrespective of who you're with, you be with the ones you need to be, my dear brothers. Right? Take your example from who? That messenger of the messenger of Allah, Musa alayhi salam, yaktumu imanahu, yet he hides his face from the family of Fir'aun, Surah Ghafir. What did he do? It's a model for us. Allah decided to include his words until the end of time. He was da'i. He called people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya qawmi, my people. إِنَّمَا هَذِي الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا مَتَعُمْ وَإِنَّ الْآخِرَةُ هِيَ دَارُ الْقَرَارِ. This world is just, a small, brief, temporary enjoyment. And the next life is lasting for you. The next life is lasting. He goes on to say, يَا قَوْمِ مَا يَدْعُوكُمْ إِلَى النَّجَاةِ وَتَدْعُونَنِي إِلَى النَّارِ. What is this deal, my dear brothers? What is this deal we have made? My people, مَا يَدْعُوكُمْ إِلَى النَّجَاةِ وَتَدْعُونَنِي إِلَى النَّارِ. What is this deal? I call you towards salvation. You call me towards hellfire. He's telling his people, what is this deal? Why have we become the passive recipients? We hear all the rubbish, and we have to behave likewise and agree with the status quo. We should be the defining element in our society. We should set the standards, my dear brothers. We should show the people the supremacy of Islam, the working relevance of Islam. We should be the role models in our existence, in our life. We should be the best fathers to our children, the best mothers towards our children, the best children towards our parents. We should become the best of people. عَلَى قَدْرِ أَهْلِ الْعَزْمِ تَأْتِ الْأَزَائِمُ وَتَأْتِ عَلَى قَدْرِ أَهْلِ الْكِرَامِ الْمَكَارِمُ وَتَعْظَمْ فِي أَنْ الصَّغِيرِ صِغَارُهَا وَتَصْغَرْ فِي عَظِمِ إِقْوَامُ. The poet said, عَلَى قَدْرِ أَهْلِ الْعَزْمِ تَأْتِ الْأَزَائِمُ. Just because you're on holiday, it doesn't mean that you have to do nothing. It's by the scale of those who do things, that doing is established. People, they complain, you know, I don't pray, brother, because no one in my family prays. As if that's an excuse not to pray. I don't give charity because everyone is like a Scrooge-like character in my house. No one likes to give. I don't fast because no one around me fasts. You pray, and prayer is established in your home. You give charity, and charity is established in your home. You smile if everyone's frowning, and smiling is established in your home. You be the one. I heard of a true story recently of a man in Damascus who was Khabbaz. He was a baker of bread. That was his job. In the heat of the sun and in the heat of the fire, the man used to bake bread from morning until evening. But he memorized the whole Quran while speaking bread. Seeing a fire, here's a fire that I know will burn in the next life. Worse than this. And he used his own initiative. I'm gonna save myself from a greater fire in front of this fire by memorizing the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? You use your initiative, right? You pray 5 times a day. Youngsters, whoever you are, you have no excuse. You can't, I'm just studying very hard, therefore I don't have to pray. No, you have to pray more. So that's the initiative that we must all take. Allah says, وَنَادَ أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ أَنْ أَفِيضُوا عَلَيْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ أَوْ مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَهُمَا عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَهُمْ لَعِبًا وَلَهُوا وَغَرَّتْهُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا فاليوم ننساهم كما نسوا لقاء يومهم هذا وما كانوا بآيات يجحدون. Allah says in the next life when the people of hell will ask the people of paradise for water, they will say, just pour some water over us to soothe this burning. And the people of paradise will say, Allah has forbidden those things for you, the people of hell. You were the ones who took your religion as a joke. As a joke, as play and as amusement. And you were deceived by the life of this world. Because you thought it was fine, at least I'm praying Jumu'ah. And that's it. That's taking your religion as a joke. And they were deceived by the life of this world, and so Allah forgets them on that day, as they forgot the meeting of that day, the day of judgment, and because of what they used to deny. وَذَلِلَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَهُمْ لَعِبًا وَلَهُوا وَغَرَّتْهُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. Allah said, leave aside those people who took their religion as a joke, as play and as amusement, and were deceived by the life of this world. But do something for them. What? وَذَكِّرْ بِهِ أَنْ تُبْصَرَ نَفْسٌ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ. But remind those people, listen, every soul will ruin itself. In essence, every soul destroys itself. You don't blame anyone except yourself. Every nafs, every soul will harm itself. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed his people, يَا مَأْشُرُ قَرَيْشُ اشتروا أنفسكم من الله لا أغني عنكم من الله شيئا. Oh Quraysh, ransom your souls before Allah because I can do nothing for you. Notwithstanding the grand intercession that he has as a gift for him and his ummah صلى الله عليه وسلم. But he told his people, you be responsible for yourselves. يَا بَنِي عَبْدُ مَنَافِ اشتروا أنفسكم من الله لا أغني عنكم من الله شيئا. Oh بَنِي عَبْدُ مَنَافِ, ransom your souls before Allah, because I can do nothing to help and save you. Ya Safiya, Ya Abbas bin Abdul Muttalib, La ubni anka min Allah shay'an. Ya Fatima bin Muhammad, La ubni anki min Allah shay'an. Oh my daughter, oh my uncle, I can do nothing to save you. Save yourselves from the hellfire. Hu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Save yourselves and your family from Jahannam, from the hellfire. A man came, he said, Ya Rasulullah, ud'u li. Make dua for me, Ya Rasulullah. And there's many narrations of this hadith, it comes through different wordings, but it's an authentic hadith. The man came, he said, Ya Rasulullah, udu'uli, make dua for me, as we ask one another to pray for us sometimes. He said, Inni fa'il, I am a doer of that. I do pray and I will pray, I am a fa'il, I am a doer of that, I will make dua for you. فَأَعِنِّي عَلَى نَفْسِكَ بِكَسْرَةِ السُّجُودِ. But why don't you help me to help you by you increasing in some sujood? Why don't you help me to help you by you improving yourself? If you improve yourself, there is more chance that Allah will respond to your prayer. Meaning, don't rely entirely on me. I will do that for you. But you help me to help you by you increasing in supplication. My dear brothers, Allah never created this life as a joke. Allah never created this life for idleness on our part, or for us to muck around and play and amuse ourselves and that's the end of the story and then we die. But Allah gave us a more profound, unique purpose, and that is to worship Him, to call to His way, to set the standard, my dear brothers, to set the standard. He was in Mecca, surrounded by His enemies, but He still set the standard. He set the way. He didn't conform and agree with the status quo, but He set the standard for His people. We have to do that. Irrespective of who you are, whether you're young or you're older in age, realize that life is a temporary and a short, fleeting and passing experience. Right? We saw with that big musician who wanted to end his singing career by having a performance called This Is It. Right? That was his final performance he wanted to do called This Is It, but Allah showed him that's not it. Right? That's not it. You will have your it before that is it. Right? You will have your This Is It. You're not the decider of This Is It, my final performance. Allah will show you. You will have your it before that it comes your way. So what do we have then? We have time. Right? We're alive, we have a chance. Fursa, my dear brother. He was passing by a grave, and he was with his companion, and he looked towards the grave. Just take this as a lesson, my dear brother. He said, look. He said, raka'atan khafifatan. Two rakats of prayer that are light to pray, easy to pray, that you think are tanaffalun. You know, you look down upon them, you belittle them, they're just nawafil. يزيدهما هذا في عمله أحب إليه من بقية دنياكم أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. These two rakats of prayer, if that man in his grave had the chance to pray those two rakats as you're deliberating, should I pray or not to pray? I've prayed my farz and my wajib, and that's the key thing, I don't have to pray in the extra, right? If that person who is in his grave was alive and had the chance to be you for a second, he would pray those two rakats. They're more valuable to him than everything that remains of your dunya. Everything that remains of our dunya, those two rakats are more valuable for him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us a people who are not like those Allah describes in the Quran when He says, وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمْ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ. Allah has prepared hellfire for many people, humans and jinn. لَهُمْ قُلُوبُ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They have hearts, but they're not understanding with those hearts. They have ears, لَا يَسْمِعُونَ بِهَا. They're not really listening with those ears. They have eyes, لَا يَبْصِرُونَ بِهَا. They're not really perceiving with those eyes. So, أُولَئِكَ الْأَنْعَامُ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. Those people are like cattle, they're purposeless, they have nothing to do except eat grass, that's the ultimate of their existence. بَلْهُمْ أَضَّلُ. Allah says, no, they're worse than, they're more astray than that. أُولَيْكَ هُمُّ الْغَافِلُونَ. They're just a heedless people. Right? And غَفْلَ اِفْطَالَ بَالْبَطَالَ مُتَابِعَ نَسْأَلَ مَا يَشْتَيْ. It's just following your nafs, wherever your nafs will take you. May Allah not make us like those people. May Allah make us an astute, a wise people. A people who are not deceived by the life of this world, but who are pushed into action because they realize, subhanAllah, how short life actually is. May Allah send His peace and blessings and mercy upon His most beloved creation, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon His pure family, companions, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إنا هدينا السبيل إما شاكرا وإما كفورا. الله سبحانه وتعالى says in the Quran that we have shown you the way, we have guided you to the way. إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. Now Allah uses two different kinds of words here. Allah says, whether you are grateful, مِنْ فَاعِلْ شَاكِرْ, whether you are a grateful person, وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. And then Allah uses the فَعُول, the more intensive verb here. Whether you are grateful to Allah, or whether you are extremely ungrateful to Allah. Why? Because Allah gives you. وَأَتَاكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ وَإِنْ تَعُدُّوا نَعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. Everything you ask for by degree and measure and proportion does come your way. And if you try to count the favors of Allah, then you will never be able to do that. And indeed man is a stubborn and an ingrate person. إِنَّ شَاكِرًا, whether you're grateful to Allah, or you choose to be extremely ungrateful to Allah, Allah has still shown you the two ways. It's for us to take, my dear brothers. On the Isra and Miraj, Jibreel alayhi salam came to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bi'ina'in min khamr wa ina'in min laban, with a glass of wine and a glass of milk. And he was telling him, make your choice, as we all have to make our choices, whether we take the wine or if we take the milk. And he says, فَاخْتَرَتُ الْلَبَنَ, I chose the milk. And then Jibreel said to me, اِخْتَرَتَ الْفِطْرَ, you have chosen the pure. You have chosen the pure vessel. You have chosen the pure drink. We all have that choice every day of our lives, my dear brothers, to choose the wine or the milk. Let it be, my dear brothers, that in these days of our lives, we choose the milk over the wine. We choose what's pure over what's foul. It's pure that you pray five times a day, irrespective of your work and your studies, my dear brother. It's pure that you become the most studious of people and study the hardest and come home with the best grades to bring the biggest smiles on your parents' faces. That's pure. But do both of them, my dear brother, and not one at the expense of the other. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on us and have mercy on this ummah, the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah forgive us. Allahumma afriqa alayna al-sabr wa tuwassana al-muslimin. Allahumma kufirlana wa rahamna ya Allah ya kareem. Allahumma innaka afuwan kareem wa tuhibbu al-afwa fa'fu anna. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inna kunna min al-zalimin. Allahumma hdina ila al-haq wa ja'alna min ahli wa tuhibbu bihi ya rabbil alameen. اللهم انصرنا على عدونا ودمر أعداء ديننا يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصرنا على عدونا يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر من نصر محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا قلوب المسلمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم خذ كيد أسر المسلمين. اللهم انصرهم معين ونصيرا يا رب العالمين. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم والحمد لله رب العالمين. أقم الصلاة.